Good morning. Swing low, sweet chariot. Yeah, good to hear the organ back. What do you think about that? Welcome back, Miss Barbara. I'm going to invite Colleen and Melba to come forward. As they're coming forward, I want to acknowledge the cross. This week at Saturday, we had, Paya, if you'll run those slides, we came in to fix the cross. You can see what it looked like. This is with all the lights off. Next, there we go. See, they're working on it. That fella in the front, I believe his name is Rich Schneer, but I think there's a wanted ad for him, too. So, anyway, next slide there. Dead or alive, that's right. And then you see them up there, Chris Weller and Cesar Sanchez. It was an amazing, and you can see the result there. Academy Roofing, if you ever need to do something like that. If you do, Melba and Colleen, come forward. They have filled in while Barbara was absent from us, and so we have gifts for them. Maybe I can grab both of them at once. There we are. And we offer our gratitude and grace for all of your gifts and abilities. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Dan. I forgot my joke. Oh no. Here we go. That's about getting older. Anybody want to hear about getting older? Getting older is just one body part after another saying, ha ha, you thought that was bad. One thing that has gotten better with age is my ability to multitask. Of course, by multitasking, I mean doing something else while I'm trying to remember what I was doing to begin with. Any of you have that feeling? We welcome you on this beautiful morning. This is our celebration of Peace with Justice Sunday. It is a special Sunday. You see a special offering envelope in your bulletins. To do that will and that work, if you are able to contribute, we are grateful for that. The offering plates are in the back, as is our new norm. We are gathered here. The office will be closed Monday. Whether we will be here or not depends upon what work we choose to do, because Monday is not a holiday. Monday is a day set aside to say, what can we do? What can we do about works? What can we do about being the disciples of the Prince of Peace? Amen? Amen. All right. Any announcements for the good of the order as we are preparing for the service this morning? I think I've covered the ones that I had on my agenda. Paya, do we have any other things that you were aware of? Okay, she's shaking her head, which is unusual because she's always so far ahead of me. Any of you have different things that we need to be aware of? Deb Gunther, do we know how we did at Bubba's Grill? Don't know. We don't have any numbers on that yet, so we will get those to you as soon as we are able. But thank you for continuing to support missions and mission work. You don't always see that happening as we gather here in worship, but it does not cease, and we continue. As is the tradition, years ago I was able to say the United Methodist Church feeds a million children a day. I do not know current statistics, and there have been some divisions and changes and switches and swatches, but think about that a moment as a gathering of people together feeding children. Amen? All right. Anything else for the good of the order? I don't see any. Stand, if you will. Wave hello to one another, and let's turn to our call to worship.
Would you please remain standing for the call to worship? God of the prophets, call to us today. Call us into your ways of love, justice, and righteousness. God of the poets, remind us again how much you love us. Sing to us your ways of love, justice, and righteousness. God of the disciples, teach us how to follow you. Teach us your ways of love, justice, and righteousness. God of all creation, help us to know your ways. We gather to hear your call, to sing your praise, to teach each other to pray and worship the body of Christ. You may be seated.
Remain standing for the hymn.
He's the boss, I guess.
So this is, I think, a new hymn for us. In Your Faith We Sing, 2174. We're going to have a little teaching session on it first. And then once we know the hymn, we're going to sing all three verses, and then the first one verse as the last verse. So, Barbara.
What does the Lord require of you? Justice, kindness, walk humbly with your God. To seek justice and love kindness and walk humbly with your God.
Got it? All right, here we go.
What does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you?
Sit down.
Now you could remain seated. The Old Testament reading this morning is from Isaiah 35, 1 to 10. The wilderness and the dark land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make the feeble and firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters will spill forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway will be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. The words of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By way of concerns and prayer time, we gather as a family and we share each other's journeys. We help when we can. and we take help when it's needed. On the back of the bulletin, you see some of the people that we have prayed for, the continuing prayers, the different things going on. Jeanette shared with me two things. First off, Don has back trouble. Something in the back is getting down to him. So prayer for him, help him get back. And Jeanette is having an echocardiogram on Tuesday. So I think she's going to cut her own demo tape there, and you'll have your own music. I hope it goes just as beautifully as that, Miss Jeanette. And so we hope that's well. Do want you to be aware we are still planning, as far as I am aware, for Earl Pierce's memorial celebration of life, the 26th. That's a week from this coming Thursday. So celebration of Earl and gathering with that family. That is at Horan and McConaty on Dartmouth. So we lift that. Other prayers, other things that you would lift as prayers for the community as we come and gather this morning. Michael, Melba down here in the corner, and while she's coming down, I would just lift for you. I continue to see California in the news, and I don't think they're trying to get the world's attention, but they were in terrible drought, and now they're in terrible flood. And it is true irony, but they can't capture that water. The differences make it complicated. A lot of people under a lot of duress and a lot of injury and a lot of pain, so prayers for them. Melba Taylor.
Three of my five children are having surgery this month. Wendy's having back surgery on February 6th. Ken's having a knee surgery on February 8th. And Wayne is having a knee replacement on the 14th. So they'll all be recovering at the same time.
Oh my goodness, it's medical time. It's a good thing their mom is not a nurse or something. Melba, thank you for sharing those, and we'll hold those in our prayers when we do that. Other concerns, things that weighing upon your hearts and your minds. By way of celebrations, we've got a handful here. Today is Carson Burns' birthday. I believe he is 8, which just is amazing to me. I remember him being a baby just the other day. Wasn't that just the other day? Ruby Freeman has a birthday on Tuesday. Sue Anderchin on Thursday. Christopher Bartow, that's of the Freeman clan. I don't know how old, but his birthday's on Friday, as long with Charlotte Burns, who is going to be 6. And that startles me too, the other baby. Babies growing up way too fast. It's a celebration in our midst. Amen? Other celebrations, what other things would you like to lift? Michael, we've got a celebration down here in the middle on your right.
We had 3 birthdays this week. Michael Chady was on the 9th, Kimmy Larson was on the 10th, and Riley was 6 years old on the 12th.
So you had lots of birthday cake too, celebration. I don't think we had those in our database. If you want us to get them, give us a yell, let us know. Suzanne Marquez.
Zanon will be 16 on Thursday.
Who's that now?
Zanon, the young man that comes with Ruthie.
Will be 16.
He's the older of the 3.
All right, celebrations of birthdays, lots of birthdays in our midst. By the way, there is cake for Miss Barbara Shaw after worship in the fellowship hall. Serenity's got it right, she did this. As we are coming and we are gathering, you need to be aware that our community, that our online community, is large. It is equaling our in-person gatherings, and so we need to acknowledge them and say good morning and welcome. Some of them may be watching concurrently with the worship itself, that is, at the same time. Others may watch it at other times, and some of you who just didn't get enough may go back and watch it a second or a third time. So that may be an over an exaggeration, but my ego's writing checks. At any rate, be aware that we are a community that is not just here, but is worldwide, not only just our church that is gathered a bit larger, but our worldwide church. So we celebrate all of that. Are there any other prayers, things that you need to lift as part of the family as we are here and gathered? All right, let's turn to our unison prayer. Precious Lord Jesus Christ, you have searched me and know me. Almighty One, you are in front of me and close behind me. Your hand is upon my shoulder, comforting me. Jesus, the Messiah, knows us. We are blessed by our Lord's presence, always caring for us. As we acknowledge that intimate care, we recognize that is with others as well. Guide us, precious Lord, to seek ways to walk with these other beloveds who are our brothers and sisters. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silence in preparation for prayer. O most awesome, precious, loving Lord God, Lord of all that is and all that is to be, we are grateful to be in your presence. And as we gather here in worship and seek your joining with us, we lift aloud our prayers. Though we are not worthy to ask anything of you, we know through your graciousness of the ways that you care for us and those close to us. Help us be aware also of the ways that you care for all of your brothers and sisters, your children, our brothers and sisters. How you care for all in all places and languages and customs, and how we, as your children, seek to love one another. As we come and gather this morning, Lord, we gather as diverse people from a myriad of places and yet with one heart centered on Jesus Christ. Our Lord guides us and directs us, teaches us, gives us scripture for guidance, directs us through example, and loves us beyond measure. Lord God, as we have come, we give thanks for all the contributions of all the people that are about your ministry of mission, of care, of prayer, of teaching, of singing, of all of the ways that people contribute to help us be a family, a body of Christ. We gather with multiple congregations, Palangi, Tongan, all gathered together in Christ. May we be in our gathering, in our acceptances, in our models. May we be a beginning of a model for a world to come together. For a city, a nation, a state, for a world. Lord, guide us, inspire us, and send us. In the name of Christ. Gather with us now, Lord. Gather us as we gather with all of our brothers and sisters with the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we turn to our offering, Barbara's going to play an offertory, which is going to be a welcome addition, change for us. Be aware, we are aware of our offering, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the service, this is also a special Sunday, Peace with Justice special offering, one of six in our United Methodist Church. I beg you to give generously. Thank you.
Will you please stand for the reading of the scripture? It's found on page 10 and 11 in your New Testament Bible. When John heard in prison that what the Messiah was doing, he sent word to his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is everyone who takes no offense at me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please remain standing for the hymn.
Before we start that, I'm going to invite Stephanie forward and any of the kids that would come forward and help us sing and dance this. Come on, Miss Stephanie's going to, they're coming in. Give them a second to get in here. Sandy, you could get down there with them. They're coming slowly, Miss Stephanie, but get out here. Get out here. You'll learn it. Get out here in the middle where everybody can see. And everybody follow along. They're going to teach it to us as we learn it. Stephanie, tell us when you're ready. Thanks, everybody. Worship and aerobics all in one. You can all sit down. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, all your young ones. And a little child shall lead them. Amen. Oof. Did you look at your bulletin when you came in this morning? On the cover, the very cover of the bulletin picture there, that's John Wesley. You've heard of John Wesley. He was an Anglican priest, and he helped reform the church in a way that says we need to get out of our closed in and segregated away and get out into the world. And he developed a movement. He claimed that he never broke from the Anglican Church, but the Wesleyan movement has founded in numerous sects, and us United Methodists are part of that. But he said, though we cannot look or think alike, may we not love alike? Lucy, how do you say love in Tongan?
Ofa.
Ofa. That one I can actually say, Ofa. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is born. Did I get that symbol right? Wasn't it? No, it was this form. Jesus Christ is born. We ought to learn. That's good exercise, actually. The only exercise I get is the one of putting on my seatbelt. Yeah, Paya's back here doing exercises, too, or else she's giving me hand signals. I'm not sure which is which. Getting along's easy, isn't it? It's easy to get along. I'll tell you the secret to getting along. Just pick people that agree with everything you do, that think exactly like you do, that have the same sets of values and morals and everything going on. I'm not sure what's going on with that light. If that's a sign from God, we'll try and handle it. We'll follow along. But that's the secret to getting along, is just segregate ourselves off and only hang out with people that think and talk and believe like we do. You know I'm pushing the edge there. That's not how it works with Christ. Because that builds a wall between us and them. The them is those others who don't think quite the same way. There's an interesting phenomenon about that, hanging out with people that agree with you on everything. You will eventually find something you disagree about. Given any two people, there's gonna be some difference somewhere. And that's a sad thing, to think that we can only be community with those that we agree with. That isolates us completely. So that's not Christian. That's not what we're about. You know, Jesus said and took the disciples, said, go out into the world and make disciples. Go out in amongst them all. Jump right in the middle of it. All of those people. And he included people that the traditional Jewish family did not include. The Gentiles, that was a big one. Boy, that was a hurdle that was millennia of wall had built up, separating out the Hebrews from the Gentiles. But it isn't just Jesus who made those moves. You see, you hear it in Isaiah. That's what Sandy read this morning. A highway shall be made there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. We don't use that phrase very often, but I thought it kind of struck out at me, that holy way. We want to be on that holy way, that journey, that path that includes all of Christ's people, all of us disciples, agreeing, disagreeing, color different, languages different, all of us together. And we're making progress. Now, I know that sometimes we look around and it doesn't feel like it. And especially if you look at the news, if you watch the news, you know why there are so many controversies and so many amazing breaking news and exciting and things on the news? That's what people tune to. But you think back, I can remember growing up, I'm going to date myself here. I was born in the mid-50s, grew up in the 60s. I was never aware of any differences or any conflicts or anything. Lived in a community that was small enough that we were all the same color, same language, same everything, just rural community that everybody was just the same. But at some point I began to be aware that there were some differences. One of them was a gal whose son had gone off to Vietnam. And I didn't really know much about it. We had a TV in the house, and I got one station. Do you guys remember the day? You got one station, maybe? And that's if somebody stood on the roof holding the antenna with their arm stuck out in the right direction. But we didn't really watch the news, and that was kind of a good way to grow up in a way. But it didn't seem like there were differences, and the reality of that is that the differences were submerged. See, I was born, and this is a true personal story. My mom fell in love with a fella, and I was conceived, and then the fella disappeared, went on another drac. And after 4 or 5 years, she met another fella, and they fell in love, and that is my dad that raised me. Now, I didn't know initially, it took years before I found out, but my adoptive father, who's my real dad, Carl, they adopted me at age 5. He adopted me. Well, when they went to the judge says, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get rid of the original birth certificate. We'll just erase it, and we'll put you down, and there'll be no history. As far as everyone's concerned, you're his biological father. Made everything look just right. That's the way the world was at that point in time. That's the way things worked, but not really. I applied to get a passport. And they sent a letter back saying, your birth certificate is issued when you were 5 years old. Can you explain that? Fortunate for me, I knew the story. And fortunately, I was living in a town where the county seat was, and I could go and chase back and get all the records and get them all together. I was leading a mission team going to Haiti, and I had to have a passport. I ended up calling them and told them the story. I said, well, we'll give you a 1 week passport so you can go lead a mission team. And then we'll work out all these details about your 5-year-old birth certificate. Now we have these other things, Ancestry.com, 23andMe, DNA studies. Any of you have done any of those? Man, they're a lot of fun. I've found out a little bit. I have 5 other siblings, half-siblings I've never met, basically know their names. Biological connection there. And that's all right. It wasn't a huge surprise to me. But I met a cousin of mine, and she she did her DNA study. She's a little older than me, and her mom and dad have both passed. And she said they found out that she is her mother's biological daughter, but her father that raised her is not her biological father. So she did some chasing around. Turns out it was her mom's boss at the place where she worked. She says, I'm okay with that. It doesn't bother me. I don't know if dad knew. I don't know if mom knew. And she says, and I wonder if maybe he didn't force her because he was her boss. But all of that got covered up and buried. And it made things look good. But underneath there was this things that were rotten, that were festering and would come to the surface. All things in darkness will come to the light. That's what the Bible says, and that tells us that. So we are not that same people that we were, and we are addressing things more openly and more correctly, more honestly, and we're being who we are. And that means facing some tough things that we've had to take care of. Some of those old things, some of those old sores and injuries that have been festering for generations. And it kind of hurts, and it feels like things are going crazy. I believe it's progress. I believe we are better than we have ever been, and we're gaining. But I have to tell you a story. True story, a friend of mine in seminary, and he and his wife were determined to become very environmentally gentle. He got rid of his car, rode his bike, everything. Fortunately, he lives Denver metro area. I don't know where, because he got a cow. He decided to get a cow. And he told us the story of his cow. They wanted to buy a cow so they'll have milk. They had enough, a little bit of pasture land or something. And so he went looking at cows, and cows are not cheap. A milk cow is a valuable resource. But he found one dairy farmer who said, well, I'll sell you that cow cheap. He says, it's either sell her to you, or I'm going to take her to the rendering plant. He says, she's mean. He says, I can't do nothing with her. He says, she's just mean. And Mike went near the cow, and the cow looked at him very adversarially. He says, well, I'll give it a try. So he bought the cow and took it home. And boy, that cow, anytime he got close, that cow, she was out for blood with him. Well, it turns out that the farmer that had owned her was mean to her, and she responded by me being mean, and so he'd respond by being meaner. And the two of them had this battle that had gone on, and it had taught this cow how to interact with humans. So Mike began to work with her, and she would butt him, and he wouldn't retaliate. She'd step on his foot, and if you don't believe that a horse or cow deliberately steps on your foot, you do not know how horses and cows. They know where your foot is, and they know how big their foot is, and they know what they weigh. When I was a kid, I never had a horse step on him, and we were all over our horse. But this cow beat him, whip him with the tail. It was just a real abusive relationship. But Mike said, I never retaliated. I would take it, not because I deserved it, but to absorb her pain. He said, she's now the gentlest cow I have ever been around. Now, this is not in case some of you are thinking about going and getting a cow, you understand. But there are people who have suffered injuries, and we may take abuse. We may be called upon to quietly endure, to help someone move past their injuries and their pain. Fair warning, it hurts and it doesn't feel good, and you get it. I get indignant real fast, and I get angry, and I want to respond, and I realize that's not what Christ taught me. He said, turn the other cheek, and that's always been a hard thing to hear and listen to. But that gentling can help healing. I was in seminary. I didn't know why Mike Hofkamp had to tell us this story about his cow. And I realized since then, in all the years I've been preaching, how important that story is to us, and to us as Christians. And how it is that it reflects God. And God is a God of justice and peace and righteousness. God doesn't brush things underneath the mat and pretend that they're not there. Justice and righteousness mean that everyone is agreeable, that everyone is getting a fair deal, that discrimination is called out for what it is, and where it is, and how it is. We don't know each other's journeys. I would love to have a handle on understanding the Pulangi version of who we are versus the Tongan version of how it is in our society today. The discrimination that occurs in different ways, in different places, and how we perceive one another and how we care for one another. All I can say for sure is humbly listening. And if there is pain and anger, do what we can to help keep peace and to bring healing. So this is Martin Luther King Sunday. And I've been bouncing around for weeks what I was going to say here today. And by the time I got it written, everything that I written, I thought to myself, I, for me, need to end with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Just a piece of it. Just a piece of it. So if you will, let me end here. 1963, August 28th, at the Lincoln Memorial, he gave a speech, and it was a long speech, and there was a lot of stuff in there, and the crowd was, they were kind of a boring speech all around. It was a good sermon for a pastor. But somebody kept whispering to him, Martin, tell him about the dream. And he'd preach some more, and they'd say, Martin, tell him about the dream. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair, I say to you today, my friends. And so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at a table together. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering in the heat of injustice, sweltering in the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream today that one day down in Alabama, little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream today, and hear now, hear the Bible. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Amen. Amen. I pray that on tomorrow, a holiday, a day for many away from work, that is a day of work, a day to do something, and realize that we are on a path as Christ's disciples. Amen. Let's stand. Mark, would you come and would you lead us? Lift every voice and sing. This is number 519 in your hymnal. Stand if you're able and comfortable.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as beginning skies. Let every sound light as a rolling sea. Sing on. Song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that presented brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us rise on till victory is won. Stony the road. In the days when hope unborn had died, yet with a steady beat, have not our weary feet come to the place for which our Father sighed. We have come over a way that the tears have been water. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out from the gloomy past to another sand and land, while the white gleam of our bright star is cast. God of our weary years, God of our sorrow, places our God where we met thee. Let our heart, drunk with the wine of the world, we will get thee. Shadow beneath thy hand, may we forever stand true to our God, true to our name.
organ and the screen are back to their usual fight there. We'll find, have to figure.
It was my fault after all. Yeah, well, yeah.
So here it is. We are in the midst of all the world, but making progress through Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So go from here. Go from here celebrating peace with justice. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be blessed, filled, and inspired to be the disciples you're called to be. Amen? Let's join our hands. We're going to sing our closing.
God's around everywhere, everywhere you may go.
Amen. And the people said, Amen. Amen.